I couldn't believe it. When we played Pin the Tail on the Donkey, I thought sure I had it right, but I had pinned it to its nose.
I haven't played that game for years and years. We're gonna play it today and learn a lesson from it. The Donkey's Tail, that's the name of my story. Here are some great go along with the story verses from 2 Peter chapter 1. Let's start right at verse 5. Giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance or patience, to patience godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. Our story, The Donkey's Tale. This party is fun, thought Jack, wiggling impatiently as his Sunday school teacher tied a blindfold over his eyes. A big picture of a donkey without a tail was tacked on the wall. It was Jack's turn to be blindfolded and turned around a few times before walking to the donkey and attaching a tail. Ah, this'll be easy, he thought. He had noticed that the donkey was just a little to his left and about as high as his shoulders. I'll win the prize for getting the tail closest to where it should be. When he was ready, Jack took a few wobbly steps, reached out, and there! It was done! He snatched off his blindfold and couldn't believe his eyes. There stood the donkey with a tail growing right out of its nose. Jack joined in the laughter as Mrs. Gates blindfolded another boy who was ready to try. The next Sunday, Mrs. Gates reminded the kids in Jack's class about the game they had played. She pointed to the donkey, which was still in place on the wall. It would be easy to go right now and pin the tail in the right place, she said. What made it hard during the game? We were blindfolded, said one of the girls, and we were dizzy from being turned around. That's right, agreed Mrs. Gates. Do you know that Christians are sometimes like that, too? Things that keep us from doing the right thing and serving God are like, well, like spiritual blindfolds. What do you think some of those might be? Jack's hand shot up. Selfishness, he suggested, and being jealous of other kids or hating them. Or being lazy or stubborn, said another boy. Mrs. Gates nodded. What else, she asked. What about watching bad TV, offered one of the girls. Or watching good programs or reading a good book when we should be doing something else, like going to church or helping somebody, suggested another. Good thinking, class, approved Mrs. Gates. Let's ask God to help us recognize the things or activities that are like spiritual blindfolds to us. She opened her Bible. Now turn to 2 Peter, and we'll read about some of the qualities God says we should have in our lives. He says it's when we lack these things that we become short-sighted, as though we're wearing a blindfold. Pages rustled as the kids turned in their Bibles to the second book of Peter. Well, how about you? What things blindfold you to the opportunities to serve the Lord? Are you so busy enjoying hobbies, riding your bike, or just having fun that you don't notice when you could serve by helping someone? Do things such as jealousy, wanting your own way, or laziness keep you from being a witness for Jesus? Don't wear a spiritual blindfold. Ask God to help you develop the qualities listed in today's scripture. That's 2 Peter 1:9. He who lacks these things, godly qualities, is short-sighted even to blindness. And our key thought, get rid of spiritual blindfolds. You've been listening to Keys for Kids, a production of Keys for Kids Ministries, P.O. Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. We are supported by caring listeners like you. We're on the web at keysforkids.org, and we're here because kids need Christ. Bye now.